Then come out and swing. Then come out and swing.
Boop, 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 boop. Mother, boop, boop. I said boop, boop, and you should boop, boop. I mean, what do you say? Boop, 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 boop.
I've been found guilty.
Guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, we'll gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.
Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. I'm all for a good deep session. Like when like Kayla from Short King and Short King's Kayla, where you kind of understand context clues. But I believe this was a failure of production.
Yes.
I believe I needed to know what was being said in this fight.
Yes. All I heard was, what's up? No. What's up? But what's up?
I really want the unbeeped version.
Thank you.
What do you
think though? Can we imagine Poodle?
This is of course Monique's sisters and Derek's sisters fighting. Either of them, the sisters fighting.
The sisters, Elizabeth and Sylvia, really. What do you think were behind those beeps? What do you think they were saying?
One, I think Sylvia was giving her recipe for crab remoulade. And Elizabeth.
No. I'm going to need to hear how that sounded. Because you're
egg
tired
a
just
swing.
From.
You got to also add the secret is mayonnaise and Ritz crackers. Motherfucker. Not too much celery. Don't mix it too much, fucker. And we never got the recipe.
We never got the recipe.
And Elizabeth was kind of talking about all the problems they've been having with freeway construction in her area.
Bitch, they put a U-turn on my street. I can't go nowhere.
But y'all, it could have been that. I understand. We can't let someone scream profanity on. I don't know why we couldn't. It's at this point, it's like we're all clutching our pearls when we know what they're saying. But I would give anything for these 10 minutes. It probably wasn't that interesting, but there was one moment where people went, oh, and I'm like, what was said? What was said?
You know what?
I feel like I was trying to catch up like a child who didn't know curse words.
Yes, or, because I'm sorry, I thought you were done.
No, I just thought, like, you know how when you're a little kid and you don't know what sex positions are and they're like, yeah, when I was there, I did the hurricane airplane. And I'm like, yeah, I've done that.
Me too. And the next thing you know, you're getting passed around.
You're like, oh, this is the hurricane airplane.
Sometimes that's how you learn.
That's what were you
how you
saying?
Learn
I'm
when
sorry.
You're a young adult. No, y'all, we're remote. This is Lilu.
This Lilu. Is Lilu. Episode, season 4, episode 43, part 11, The Force Awakens.
Yes, family lies.
Family lies.
What will we do, baby?
Without love.
Y'all, we're remote. The goat.
Not love. Without us. That's the lyric.
It's been a while. You were older when that show came out.
So oh my God! If it's without love, I think it's us. I think it's us.
I'm pretty sure you're right. I think it is us. Okay. God, why aren't there good theme songs anymore? We can't get started on that. Y'all, we're remote, but goat. We're also a little punch drunk because Poodle flew back from Vegas this morning. I'm still in Vegas at this conference.
I still smell like cigarettes.
Because you were smoking them last night, y'all.
I was smoking. I blame Caitlin, our social media director, who wanted cigarettes.
We went a little hard last night, and we're a little punch drunk today.
I kind of started packing my cigarettes like the way I used to, and I was feeling myself, and I was feeling like I was hot shit in my 20s again, and I was woke up this morning feeling like my head against a board, like the Indigo Girl. Indigo Girls!
You can't even say it.
Y'all, Vegas is not kind after to have a night that's a little wild.
No.
At one point at the blackjack table, she brought me a drink, and I just kind of stared into space because I'd had like three cigarettes, and I was drinking. And the dealer's
you probably
like,
"Felt high because you haven't had cigarettes in forever."
I know. And the dealer's like, "Hey, are you there?" And I still won $200.
Our dealer, I really liked her. She invited me to her wedding next month if I'm in town, just because we got to talking.
In Vegas?
Yeah, she's like, you should come to my wedding. You're fun.
You need better boundaries.
She also took all my money, so I think that probably was the reason. It's fine.
It's a cautionary tale, y'all.
Yes.
Don't run your mouth to everyone who listens.
Oh, no, I like that. But yeah. So... anyway, but we had a good time here, and I'll still be here for a little bit. So, y'all, a couple little things. We know this is really for everyone on the Reality Gaze Plus. We know that we just had a bi-curious vote, and so we are going to get to that bi-curious episode when it is with traveling and everything. It's going to be a little late.
It'll be soon. Well, it'll be probably sooner than later. It's just
so yeah. We're giving this and Love is Blind. We've got a lot kind of. We're getting raw dogged a lot, which is great. Yeah. We have a lot of great content coming up. Mary Payne just messaged me this morning. She's like, what's airing when? I don't know what's happening. There's so much.
I feel like they held back through January and February to just...
Matt Sharp's been edging.
I think they've been edging, and they're just going to unleash a massive load all over me. I'm just going to be drenched. You'll see my eyelashes just blinking.
Gross! You're tired and you have no filter now at all.
Zero. I sound like my voice has been like horsed out like a corn cob.
You do sound like young Kathleen Turner. Yes.
A more feminine Kathleen Turner.
A more feminine. Okay, let's jump in because this
was a Amber, ride.
This is a great episode. Puppy getting away from Eric is the twist I did not know was going to happen, and it is fucking riveting, like really riveting.
This is some sleeping with the enemy shit.
Yes.
She's going to walk in, and she's going to see towels pressed a certain way, or she'll walk in, and she'll see his t-shirts that he bought with Marlboro bucks. That were ironed.
Yeah, I'm going to need that sleeping with the enemy meme with Puppy and Eric's face on it. Some sissy's going to need to put that up for us.
Again, that may be a movie of a certain time that younger people haven't seen. But it was generationally huge for us.
Maybe, possibly, yep. Yes, maybe. It's kind of confirmation of the things we always worried about Eric to begin with are true.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, so this starts out. Amber actually is talking to Queenie. Queen, I'm sorry. Not Queenie from Showboat.
Or Queenie from The Wild Party. Either one of them, the Lipa or the Lucky.
You went a current reference. I went back to a very dated reference of a musical.
From the 20s. From the 1920s. Not the 2020s. The 1920s. Well, you're referencing a musical you were in. So because you either if you directed it or you were in it, you knew those. Those well, that's the references.
Ardmore Little Theater said I was the best rubber face they ever had.
Again, not usually a role played by someone of your.
I just realized that in like 7 years we're going to be old enough. After 20,
I don't like 30, this conversation.
I don't like it either, but I just realized we're going to say, you know, in the 20s, and some young kid's going to go, oh, you mean like last year? And we were like, no, the 1920s. We're going to have to make a distinction continually.
Yeah. That's why I made that reference just now.
But God, we're old. Okay. So there, Amber's talking to Queen, and basically she kind of tells her what happened.
I miss Queen.
I did too.
I think she was in jail.
No, so was she really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, no.
I think someone said that.
So it seems like Queen is just adding to this. Y'all, but I could tell by Queen's reaction. She thinks they, at least Eric, she thinks they've been dealing drugs too.
Yeah, and Puppy, or Queen basically says, it's Puppy that got y'all fighting, you and TC. So,
yes.
And again, I don't think TC is a good match for Amber because he has a penis.
Yeah.
So, both of these
But I
women,
don't think Puppy is a good match for Amber because they...
No!
No. Amber needs to find a woman who, like, she needs to find a type of lesbian that the ones we all know, the one that's going to like run a yoga studio
or like a plant nursery.
Yes, plant. Yes, a gardener.
Yes, a very grounding.
Oh, y'all, there is very few women that are as wise as a gardening lesbian.
Agree. Oh. I think Amber would have to make a huge change though, because she's kind of addicted to the drama of it. And
that's very true.
I think these women are stuck in a loop. Now, it's extremely compelling loop, and we still want the best for them, but I don't know.
That's part of the riveting thing of this is Amber can't save Puppy this time.
Nope.
Amber always, that y'all, that is their pattern, is Amber saves Puppy.
Yeah.
And she can't.
And did you notice when...
God, my head hurts.
She calls Puppy. Mine does too. She calls Puppy and says, what you say to your people. What you doing?
That's how it drives Poodle crazy, y'all. But come at me every time we call, you answer phone, you go, I answer the phone. I'll go, hello. My brother goes, what you doing? What you doing? Poodle hates it when I do that. He can tell when I've been home because he'll answer the phone and I'll say, what are you doing? And he'll go, why are you asking me that?
And I'll go, you don't care what the fuck I'm doing. You called me for a reason.
Well, sometimes I want to know. Maybe it's interesting.
The thing is, people say that because they have nothing to do. They have to talk about something on the phone. They just call each other absentmindedly to talk over the minutia of life.
Well, I like it.
That's why they do it.
My cousin Kelly says, what are you doing? And I tell her, and she goes, oh. And then she learns about a part of my life. Or I learn, like, that's how I found out my cousin, my sister cousin, Kelly, does CASA and volunteers for, like, children's advocacy. One day I said, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm just going to this CASA thing. I said, what's CASA? And then we start talking about it. Now I know about it.
Riveting.
We need to move on. Yeah.
Anyway, we need to move on. So, basically, Puppy was calling Amber last night because Eric wasn't at home. He wasn't coming home. He was with the ex, Heather.
Heather.
And Heather, this was getting a little confusing for me. I had to watch it again. But it looks like there was a call placed, or maybe this wasn't the same call. Heather called Puppy. Y'all, this is a move. And I don't know if this was, to me, this seemed intentional, and she called her to goody her, which means goody, 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 look what I have, what you don't. Heather called Puppy to apologize for fucking Eric.
Yes.
And, but then, and Amber's like, you got to get the fuck out of there. But we find out even more relevantly that on a three-way call. Somehow she was on a three-way call with Heather, Puppy, or Heather and Eric, when Puppy was there listening.
Yeah, you can do that.
But I don't know, did Heather invite her to said call?
No, Heather probably called Puppy and said, I'm going to call Eric. So then she called Eric and then just merged the calls.
So,
she
just was intentional with Heather.
Yes, yes. Heather's a shit star.
So, but the question I would have is, she says Eric doesn't know that I heard them talking about fucking and talking.
No, he doesn't know. Because once they merged the call, if Puppy just put her phone on mute, Eric couldn't hear anything. Not that I've done this before. Don't fuck with
Lamar. But why wouldn't Heather want to tell Eric about that?
Because we don't know. We don't know the reasons for that. It could be a multitude of reasons. It could be because Heather thinks Eric is a piece of shit and just wants to take him down. Because this has been a very bitter divorce, we know that. Or it could also be that she's still in love with Eric and wants to blow up that relationship so Eric will go back to her.
I see. So she did it surreptitiously. Okay.
We don't know why Heather did it. Heather's not in the room.
And it's kind of upsetting because I'm sure she did not want to be on the show, because if she had already said she'd be on the show, she'd be on the show.
This is one of those moments where I wish we had a little bit of Life After Lockup tell-alls.
Yeah, that'll never happen because they won't show up.
They won't show up. won't show up at all. So, yeah.
So, y'all, basically, we had this moment.
And Eric, where, on the call, Puppy says Eric was talking about fucking Heather just that last week. So Puppy is gutted, heartbroken, and she's telling Amber this while Amber is talking. Amber's sitting there with Queen. And Puppy basically says, the way Puppy says things are so poetic. Because Amber's like, he's not in love. And she's like, Amber, I know we're not in love, but it's not that easy. Like everything she says is like a lyric from a country song.
No, it is. I'm saying this is like a Dorothy Allison novel. It's like Southern poverty and getting out of it.
Because now she needs to leave, but she can't because she has no control.
She says, I have to leave, but I got to get the ducks in a row. Y'all, I love a woman about to leave her husband. Oh, it is my favorite story getting things in order and making plans.
I'm going to need Amber to get involved in this and help her.
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. I'm going to need her and Queen to come and fucking do this.
So she's like, I have to figure out how to leave without telling him, because we find out later she doesn't have a car and she knows Eric won't let her leave.
So and she doesn't make the money.
It's scary. Yeah. So Eric and Puppy, they're going to go see her mom, Puppy's mom. And
wasn't it beautiful the way she was just sitting on the back porch kind of smoking, and Eric walked up and she went, hey.
Yeah. Y'all, we say it all the time, this was riveting.
It was riveting. And Eric, we should say Eric didn't come home that night. They're not going to talk about it, but he didn't come at all. And so with all that said, now they're going to go see her mom.
And she's like, I got to figure out how, Puppy in her way, I got to figure out how to leave and also not get in jail. With her big old puppy eyes
blinking.
So anyway, mom comes over there who's still smoking, even though she has really bad lung cancer.
Yeah.
I know people do the same. So she doesn't have a car, and that's how Puppy has trapped her, or how Eric has trapped her. And the mom brings up the engagement. How's that going? And basically
this
says,
scary.
He's trying to play like keeping up appearances. Everything's fine. Oh, it's perfect. Everything's good.
We're golden. Like, we're golden.
Your
like
ex
a rock.
Is trying to stir up trouble. Oh, it's fine. We're golden.
Like a rock.
And he
like
goes,
a rock.
Oh, sound of Central Street. I ruined Bob Seger for most of the sissies who were listening when we did the Insemination Theater from Extreme Sister or Smothered.
Yeah,
what did she sing? It was a Bob Seger song, Night Moves.
yeah, you ruined that.
Oh, I ruined that. I think I even heard that song playing when I was going somewhere, and I started laughing thinking about the insemination that was happening. So Eric goes to the bathroom for a very long time. And mom's like, mom turns to Puppy and says, so what's really going on?
She knows. Mama knows. Mama knows. And Puppy tells her mom everything that's what happened about them fucking. And she's like, mom, I don't have a plan. And mom just kind of says, well, you have family that loves you here. And she hugs Puppy, and Puppy just kind of cries and says, I just want to leave. I just want to be by myself.
Oh, this was,
And I need a plan. And then, did you notice how Eric came out and they changed the music? The music is yes. so well done. He comes out and it's just like kind of tense, anxious music. And he's like, we got to go.
We got to go.
It's that time. I'm trying to think of what movie it is I saw. This reminds me of fucking Waitress.
Oh, yeah. That's
the
more
movie
of a...
Waitress, not the musical, the movie.
Yeah. The movie is a subtler animal than the musical.
Yeah, if you've never seen the movie, it's great. Watch it.
Yeah. I still kind of have a problem with that book of a musical.
We need to talk about Monique and Derek.
Okay, sorry. I really like that score, but I think that someone trying to make a musical out of that movie is one of the worst ideas. It's too nuanced and too subtle for musical numbers.
You got it out of your system now?
Yeah.
All right. I agree with you. All right, Monique and Derek. Again, y'all, we're not going to do a play-by-play with this. The first thing I want to talk about is what Fraggle did Elizabeth kill to get this outfit, to get this coat? Or Muppet? Or what the fuck?
And it kind of looks like she's going as a G.I. Joe character with a pink coat. Mm-hmm.
Like some type of ninja.
Maybe Monique says this. Here she was with her mink coat. I don't know if she knows what a mink coat is.
That's not a mink coat.
I get, maybe she's heard people talk about it.
This is a cheap fucking jacket from Namaza that we would buy for a costume.
That is a design by Namaza.
Yes, that is Namaza.
Amazon spelled backward.
Yes.
Yes, but this is, y'all, this is clownery.
That's
just
the best word for it.
It's a circus. I guarantee if you ask them what they were fighting about, it would take them a minute.
I do wish they didn't beep stuff too, because we know that I think a sissy sent us up. There are like, and we don't know who started for, but there are some and they're substantial. Like, I've seen the screams. Apparently, too, we don't know who started what first. We do know that apparently one of Monique's sisters said something about Elizabeth being trans.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But we don't, again, not that that's right at all. It's not. But we still don't know who, quote, started it.
What I don't
They're
get,
all trolls. They're yeah. all trolls.
What I don't get is how... And maybe they just don't. Part of me thinks that Derek doesn't really want it to stop, because if he seems so ineffective in all of these scenes.
Well, yeah.
And because Monique wants it. Monique wants this drama. Yeah. She wants, and she lets both sisters do her dirty work.
Yes.
Like Sylvia. Now, what I saw, I don't know if you on the. I did like pause. Monique did come for both of them on social media.
She did.
When her sister did.
I think it was
saying that they wanted to fuck their brother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I guess they said, which again, y'all, Monique's a fucking troll too. Like, yep. Poodle said, she loves this.
They're all trolls. You're right.
It's easier if we watch this with closed captions in that. But y'all, we TV, thankfully, we have a great relationship with them, and they send us the episodes a little early, but they don't
There's
have closed
no closed captions.
So that's something we don't have the benefit of. So if there's something, let us know in the Patreon comments if something was said. But when I say they're all trolls, Derek's a troll. He's fucked 13 girls since he saw Monique a month ago.
It was interesting. Not that Derek's sisters are usually paragons of virtue.
No.
But they did say, and this was true, that when they picked Derek up, or they were trying to, Calandria came over there to them first and said, I'm just here to take the temperature. So that
doesn't sound aggressive to me. Is that to you? Saying, they were really offended by it.
But I'm saying it could be shown as the first move.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of them making it, again, they're making more out of it. But I forgot that that Calandria did come up to them first. So for them, Calandria started it, in quotes.
But for them, remember, Derek said he wanted just Monique to show up. He said he didn't want, right. And remember, the sisters are falling around and like driving back and forth and back and forth.
I agree. I don't even want to litigate any of this. Who's right? Yeah. I'm just, I had forgotten about that. That's the Derek evil sisters argument.
You're right though. They don't, it's just probably, there's probably trans shaming, there's fat shaming, there's just identity shaming on both sides, and they have no idea what they're actually fighting about.
And the thing that what I kind of wish the production had done is hit the high points of the social media. They showed a couple of things, but I would just want production to kind of explain it. Maybe I don't care. Because it's just, it's all troll behavior. So,
well, maybe one of Sissy Brandon, who does Peloton in New York, he messaged me on, and he and his, I forget if it's wife or his girl, I think his wife, but his wife wants, she said she kind of wants to go there. Derek and Monique are doing a meet and greet like in New Jersey or something like that. And they're like, he said, I think she's going to make me go.
They're trying to be influencers.
Yeah.
They want to be stars. This is manufactured. So they both, part of it, the feelings are real.
Yeah,
but
the feelings
they're
are real.
Capitalizing on the feelings.
That's
I did say that the everyone meeting, you can almost hear do 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 do. Or it felt like that movie Tombstone when all the characters are walking into the town.
That's a good movie.
Let's see. And I just have, the only thing I was going to bring up is they...
By the way, they're fighting and Elizabeth's tits are just out. They're just having to blur them because her dress is so low.
And it seems like she forgot her pants.
Yeah, forgot it. Y'all, she's just showing it all. Production really gets involved. There's like all these men that come out of production.
It's
trying
a
to stop
circus.
Them.
It's a circus. Not even real. That's why she had to like she probably enjoyed that they were out and because it was on TV. You know, I don't know. I think we can move on. I don't have a ton to say.
Okay, I'm gonna say something I never thought I would say to you ever, 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 ever. I love Tater.
I don't think she's as much of a little wimp as she was before.
She is using that baby brain for extra intelligence. And I am here for Tater not putting up with any bullshit.
I just want to say this was extremely moving, this segment.
Yeah.
Because if you don't watch this.
Talking
was
about Tater and Chance.
Chance meeting his son, who he hasn't seen for 18 years.
Yes, and we're going to get to that. But before that, Chance is telling her, you know, it's spur of the moment, but my son Ethan, he wants to come up and visit. And Tater is like, okay, well, and he said, well, so I bought him a ticket. And she's like, you didn't even talk to me about it? And he's like, well, until we're married, you don't get a
say-so.
You don't
have a say-so.
And Tater says, yeah, until I get a say-so, I'm not getting married to you.
Good for
and
her.
I mean, yes. You
she still
her.
Has that kind of voice she where does. She can't get her chords together.
I feel like if she spent 1 month in like maybe biweekly voice speaking sessions with you,
I agree.
At the end of it, she would be president of Harvard.
She needs, it's an intentional, there was a time when a lot of women spoke off of their chords like this, but that time is not now. And most women, the problem that if women have pathologies with voice is that they speak too low onto their chords. Sorry, you brought it up. You opened the door, bitch.
That's true. That's true.
But yeah, it's actually, it's probably a pathology more than it is habit.
Yeah.
A lot of people have undiagnosed vocal pathologies all over the place. Anyway.
Agree.
Riveting.
You said it. So, but she then also says to him, he's like, well, you know, I didn't tell him about the baby or anything. And she said, well, you've been a father figure to our kids. How do you think he's going to feel when he sees that you have this family now and you're, maybe that will affect him. And Chance goes, he looks like he got hit with a doorbell and goes, oh,
dumbass.
He's dumb. He's a gorgeous crier, but he is dumb.
I got to say though, this was,
you know what? He is not dumb. I want to say this actually. He's a child. This man was put in prison.
That's a better way to say it.
And he has never grown up. And he is even with all the other kids, he is emotionally the youngest person in this family.
Yeah. And he has the personality and the kind of energy of a golden retriever who wants to have an instant family, just add water.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
y'all,
so insecure. He's so insecure.
We meet Ethan, who comes up. Ethan definitely plays in a band. Looks like he's just been on the show What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, see, I think I get that.
And I'm really into it.
He looks good. I thought he also looked like someone who like got on American Idol before they did the makeover.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows? What's his name? Even Chance said, You look like you'd be on True Blood. You know that show? He's like, television.
Not familiar.
I'm really into dank memes.
He's wearing a nice little bit of foundation and some eyeliner. His skin just looks young.
I was so into it. And a septum ring. God, I would have followed this guy anywhere in my 20s.
He looks like his dad. He's a handsome guy.
Yeah. Oh, he's hot. So
I think his nails painted too or something on it. Because one of the girls says, I like your...
Maybe. I was too obsessed with his face and thinking if he asked me to go to a Slipknot concert. And how even I don't like them, I would go.
I know you would. He's handsome. So let's talk about this. He shows up. It's kind of this awkward meeting in the house. And like Chance makes a joke again. I thought about taking you to a strip club. And Ethan's like, yeah, I don't want to do that. That's not what I want to do, Dad. Because, heck, we don't even know what Ethan's sexuality is.
No.
It could be up for whatever. And so then they go, and this is what I know you want to talk about. Let's talk about them going to dinner.
I just want to say one more thing about that Ethan does see. He's like, yeah, I was putting together the baby's crib. He's like, baby's crib?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, I want to tell you in person. It's like, and in a talking head, Ethan's like, it's surprising he's having a kid because he really couldn't be there for my family and me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's this one point where he's just kind of standing there on the side watching all the kids like dogpile Chance.
It does. And he feels like Jane Goodall just watching chimps play because he does not belong there.
No. And he's like, watching this makes me wonder if Chance has learned from his bad decisions. And he's introducing him to all the girls. And he basically says, I don't want to go to the strip club. And they do decide to go to having lunch. And he basically says this, it was interesting to follow this kind of somewhat normie in this world because we kind of saw Ethan's perspective. He's like, I'm here in Missouri where I'm really with a guy I don't even know and I never really thought I would meet. And my mom showed me this guy's mugshot when I was 13 and said, that's your real father. And I thought some guy named Lloyd was my father. And in fact, Lloyd and I never really got along, so I never really had a father figure.
Yeah, because he even said something like, I'm glad Lloyd's not my father.
Yeah.
So that's probably, he hasn't had a good relationship with this guy.
And y'all, then he gets emotional. And like, I know a lot of times we talk about fake crying. There's a moment, you can see when someone's eyes get glassy And you can see it. There's unspoken cues, because there's plenty of fake crying on 90 Day. But y'all, Ethan gets choked up. Chance cries like a baby.
He does.
And
because he's very thankful.
Because I got teary.
I know you did. Because Ethan basically said, I know people can change, and I'm glad you're... And Ethan says, I'm glad you're able to be there for this family now, and I'm glad I can come and visit you. And Chance, when Chance hears that, that's what really wells... He said, I'm so thankful, and I'm so proud of him. And that's when I wrote, fuck, I'm attracted to Chance again, because he's a gorgeous crier with his beautiful glassy blue eyes and his dark eyelashes.
He's just got that get a jail bloat.
You know I like a little soft.
Well, the thing is, he's not doing drugs anymore, so you got to do something. He's probably eating his weight in sugar. So, did you hear? We also understood a little bit of Chance's background, and it makes perfect sense. Because he said, I was working all the time, you know, probably working too much, and I got injured, and...
This is probably, the story of so many people.
I know. I thought the same thing.
I got working injured, people in America.
And I probably should have said no to the pain pills. And I got addicted. And that set me down the road to drugs. And cut to robbing a bank. And the woman just gave him the money because he was handsome.
Because he was handsome. But again, why would you not take the pain pills? Because if your doctor is
your
saying...
Your doctor gave them to you.
You should
watch Dope Sick, y'all, if you have it on Hulu. Yeah.
If they're saying you should take the pain pills, people go, okay, and they don't know any better, and they do what their doctor says.
That was the thing about Dope Sick, where these the farm reps...
The drug companies
said,
are telling them, give them the drugs.
And the farmer reps, like, you don't... This is not addictive. And so these doctors were hearing, wait
drug companies
pill?
Lie?
A pain pill? What?
Drug companies lie?
I know.
What?
Pain pills that are non-addictive, you know, of this level. And y'all, then Ethan basically says, yeah, I probably spend too much money. That's my addiction. And I was like father, like son.
Like father, like son. And then he kind of describes how he spends too much money. And I went, no,
I got
you're
hard.
Just... You know, you just sickened me. You just ruined what I was going to say.
Sorry.
What he said. It's fine. Let's just talk about the dinner. Even Tater is like, he's probably spending too much money for this dinner. But she said,
I'm glad he's spending it with his son.
Like, so I'm not going to say anything. And they have this dinner. And
did you when Ethan said, which one's the salad fork? Well, like Chance is an authority. He's like, oh, the bigger one.
I want to say, what is this nice quote unquote fancy restaurant?
Because there's looks just like a place.
There's just looks like there's a frozen reheated pizza in the foreground.
Sweetie, this is rural Missouri.
Yeah,
there's nothing.
Well, Fireside's a lot nicer than this.
This place is probably the nicest where they've got close to where they are. Here's your shrimp scampi on top of some angel hair pasta.
Yes.
The waiter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's your shrimp scampi. Scrimp scrampy.
Scrimp scrampy.
Tater does say, Chance is really trying to impress Ethan, but I'm going to let it slide.
Ethan
lives in a house with five other guys. Hot.
You need to get it done. You didn't have time in Vegas. We were too busy, and you were keyed up.
He's like, they're all a bunch of nerds. Hot. And also, Mom doesn't know he's even there. And so it's... But it's... Anyway, he basically says... he's like, maybe we can go visit. Get like another crazy idea, like a school bus, but like beds, and drive down there. Oh! And Tater's
really
like,
is a 13-year-old kid. Yeah, Tater's like, because she, I think Tater's grown up because she realized Chance is a child.
Yeah.
She has
Did you hear her when she's like, I'm kind of annoyed hearing about his mom? And I get that.
Because she's like, I'm worried about all those texts he's getting. And I wrote down, honey, those are creditors.
Those are creditors. Yeah.
It's not an affair.
We think.
Although did you see next week where she's burning his clothes?
Yeah.
If he's fucking around on her,
I'm a little I think their story has this season has a little bit too much misdirection.
It feels a little zigzaggy.
This feels honest, but the other stuff feels a little too gnarly. Like,
not, and you're right, not for audacity, but more like,
no,
where do we go with these people?
Yeah.
But think about this. Chance energetically is all over the place.
True.
So maybe that's the thread they're following.
They give away their baby boy name, and it is Mason.
Named after
the Kardashians.
Mason Carter. We've got relatives that fought in the Civil War, the French Indian War,
the Martian War.
The Martian War. And then Tater says,
the Cola Wars.
Name on some blankets, but Chance has little lies
he
about
things. He tells lies that when he doesn't need to.
Y'all, and we all know this person. We know that we all have it in our family or friends. You know someone that's always just dropping little white lies all the time because they're so insecure.
It's insecurity.
They can't stand on a decision and say, this is what I want to do. And that, when I saw that, when she said that, I went, ugh. I hope he isn't fucking around on her, but y'all.
I kind of want them to make it. I really do.
I do too. I want Tater to have her happily ever Tater.
And at one point, y'all, when they're paying, he probably spread this bill onto 4 cards. And Tater's just sitting there going, like a Muppet.
Like a Muppet, like another Muppet.
Like Marge Simpson.
It reminded us, y'all, we were waiting for the ATM here in Vegas, and Jake was like, what is this taking song? Why is this taking? And he didn't realize there was this drunk young kid in front of us, and he had 3 different cards he was trying to use in each one, but go, insufficient funds, insufficient funds.
He'd just blown all his money in Vegas. And finally, I just left. I did. Y'all, I'm that person who, when you're waiting in a line and someone's taking a really long time, I start rallying the people behind me like, oh, can you believe this?
Where do you get that from?
My mother, because my mother does that.
Yeah.
Because somehow I need to feel like I'm in charge of some mob that they are simpatico with me, that it's not me. So Sean and Sarah.
All right, I'm going to say this about Sean and Sarah. That fat baby is cute.
It is a cute. I think some time has progressed.
It does look like the baby's grown.
Yeah. It's went from like, it looks like the baby went from like a 4-month-old to a 7-month-old.
It did.
Anyway, it did. Y'all, thank you so much for validating my decor abhorrence of Sean and Sarah's house, because I had a problem with that black and rose, that horrible bordello look. Because I love a good bordello look.
You do. You do.
But this is not it. This ain't it. Anyway, it was hideous. It made me sick to look at. I'd be more than happy if I never saw another scene filmed inside this home.
It's not cute.
It's ugly.
Do you think Sarah potentially having an affair with her old ex was just fraudacity?
Yes.
I do too.
Yes. I don't think there's enough for them to have. I wrote down that the first part of this about Sean actually getting up with the baby and Sarah saying, I don't want to have to constantly nag you. I'm like, I don't want to watch a show about normal people.
You know what? That's what I wrote. I was like, this is a normal story that people deal with in having a baby.
I don't want to watch this.
Dude, where is she?
I want to watch something about Destiny asking them shopping for furniture and Destiny asking out the furniture woman for sushi food.
Yeah,
that's what I want to watch.
I want to see Sean getting trolled for the simp that he is.
Yes. I need John and Christiana. I need getting to be married in a native ceremony and have Bonnie and Clyde on the back of your truck. I need all these little wonderful eccentricities that make it Lalu. I don't want to hear you talk about normal shit.
Not This Is Us Lalu version. I mean, really, all this comes about is I mean, Sean is overwhelmed too, and he's trying to just be a good dad finally because his kids, he's so happy his kids are accepting him. They kind of make up and have this really kind of tonguey kiss that was like...
Yeah, that was quite Lalu.
I was like, you're holding that baby.
I've said this before, y'all. Sometimes you got to make out in front of your kids. Sometimes you got to fuck in front of that baby. That's how they used to do it. You had to.
They did. Y'all, but the new thing is boobs, boobs, boobs.
They're at the plastic surgeon. He's basically saying, you don't have to do this, thinking that she wants to please him, which is ridiculous. She's like, I'm doing this for me. But in the same breath, she says, I want to look like one of the girls in your video games. And it's like, I get it.
You know those aren't real people.
Yeah.
But sure.
She's talking about both sides of her mouth. I wish she would have a different reason for it than to look like that. But she does say, I want a better body. And because I just think the last reason on that list should be so Sean doesn't fuck around. That's the last reason you should be getting new boobs.
Sadly, a lot of women do it for that.
Yeah.
I know Prince personally. They're like, I want to do this.
So their husbands don't cheat on them. That's
why I don't judge someone for doing it, but I don't judge someone for getting, but I don't love the term mommy makeover.
Yeah.
Because it feels like because you had a baby, now something's fucked up or wrong about your body.
You're damaged. Now you need to be made over into something new.
Y'all, and you know I'm a fan of plastic surgery, so don't get me wrong, but it's just doing it for...
It also makes it feel like it's a normal step. Like, okay, now you need to be back how you were. You need to be not a mom anymore. A mom body. Yeah.
That get your boobs on, get your tummy tuck, do all that, but not because I just don't like that term.
And do it for you. Don't do it. So you actually know people who said, I'm getting my boobs done so my husband won't cheat on me.
Yeah, they're like, I need to keep my husband interested. Yeah.
Hmm.
I have a friend.
Maybe it's my privilege to say that I would just I
don't think you have enough, and I don't mean it's like I think you have. And again, you're going to say I know what you're going to say, boundaries. But I have a lot of more female friends that talk to me about kind of the details of their life. Child rearing.
I like to keep a little bit of space between there.
That's just not something. Yeah, but I have one friend who would not breastfeed in front of her husband because she said, I don't want my husband to ever look at my boobs as something I use to feed my baby. I want them to be seen as playthings.
Wow.
I'm not saying that's right. I think that's fucked up. But she said that to me.
I can't put a judgment on it. I feel bad about it.
Well, they're divorced now anyway. So... He was a dick.
I just in my limited perspective, I'm just like, do this for you. Fuck everybody else.
I do think it is a privilege that you do, and just us being men, we have no idea the stress and the culture that women have to go through. It's horrible. And so I think Sarah's again a part of this. And so she's getting her boobs done. She goes into the bathroom because her again, they make us, again, y'all, they're making us think she's going to talk to him about meeting up. No, she's going to talk to him because he wants to meet his daughter. And she's like, I don't know if this is going to happen. I got to talk to my mom because remember, she raised this baby while I was in prison and you did fucking nothing for 8 years.
And then, y'all, mom who's been rode hard and put up wet.
Golly.
I know. Every time I see her, I'm just like, Jesus.
She just looks like she's part of the Wolf family from True Blood. Speaking of True Blood.
She's seen some shit. So y'all, and mom is questioning Anthony and kind of what, and she says, oh, well, I love that girl and I don't want her heart hurt. And
I think mom is right.
I agree.
He doesn't want to have a relationship with his daughter. He just wants to get close to Sarah.
Yeah, or I feel like this is all front ass.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. It's not going to go good. Let's talk about, again, now here's the deal, though. Justine and Michael have normal person problems, but it's still entertaining. Watching Michael go, what the fuck are bamboo diapers?
Well,
is hilarious to me.
This is normal, and it's also not normal. Because, and when I say normal, I'm not putting a judgmental way about it, but it's...
You mean typical?
Typical. And it, but it's interesting because you're throwing someone into a situation that is foreign to them.
It, well, the things have changed so much with, whereas when I said she's getting a doula, I didn't even blinch. And even in Oklahoma.
Very LA.
I don't, even now in like, maybe not rural Oklahoma, but like Dallas, people have doulas and stuff all the time. It's so, become so common.
Yeah.
But Michael's not used to this.
Everybody in LA got a doula.
Everybody. I know three of my friends are doulas.
I know. It's in the last 10 years, it's been, I'm all for it. Women need a lot of support that they can't get from their husbands.
You know
or
who would be a great
friends?
Doula?
Mother
Poodle. No, but Mother Poodle would be.
I don't know.
I think she would be very good at
really?
That.
Really? She does like to help women.
She does like to help women.
Them.
But she volunteered at that, like, women's rights.
Yes.
And,
rape crisis.
Rape crisis. And
very different than women's rights.
I think she would be great to... God, let me just rub that belly since that man of yours isn't going to do anything.
I think she volunteered. I think part of the reasoning was volunteer with Rape Crisis. She did want to help people, but also it was a way to stick it to men.
That's what she would be a doula to stick it to the men. Yeah, well, I guess he's working. Yes, I guess I'll have to go up here and rub your feet.
Because your husband's not going to do any of it.
Let me tell you about Father Poodle. Didn't do nothing. And this child, going to ruin your body. Just ruin it. That's okay. I'll be here.
I hope your child calls you more than Jaybird does. Mother Poodle is a doula. I got to tell you about my daughter-in-law. You know what Muffin did this morning?
She would make Muffin a service dog.
Yes, she would.
We can go. But what I did, what is interesting about this is I understand this idea. They go see the doula. Nothing really. They're talking about the placenta and all that kind of stuff. I think I
did like it when Michael says, I don't want to pay a woman to rub my baby mama's stomach. I can do that for free. Call me the doula.
Call me the doula. And when they're talking about the placenta, did you see how Michael kind of broke the fourth wall and looked at the camera and smiled?
Yes!
And he was so hot.
They're stars.
They're stars.
They're stars. And
they're stars.
I will say, I have heard of people mailing off the placenta and putting it in vitamins and things like that.
Yeah, we saw Extreme Sisters.
Yeah, I'm like, great. Don't know about putting it in a smoothie. But again, that's not for me. I'm not saying you can't do it. I just, I think I could take placenta vitamins in capsules.
You know what? I'm a man and I don't have an opinion on this. That's what I'm
going
to say.
Oh, thank you for throwing me under the bus.
Yes, I'm throwing you under the bus. I don't have an opinion.
Would you eat placenta in a smoothie? Oh, come on.
I think I would prefer the pills.
Yeah, me too.
But I would for sure do the pills, for sure.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all. I've taken a lot of pills over the years,
but
a lot of substances.
If the pills weren't an option, I would do the smoothie. I would do it.
I don't know. There's something about eating my own body that's wet that I think would be a problem. Dry, not as much.
Think about what you've eaten that's come from your body.
Fair, but... I think it's also the placenta has like a lot of blood in it.
I guess it's a blood part. It just tastes like iron.
I don't want to eat blood. Only in theory do I want to be a vampire.
Oh, okay. It's okay. Cosplay. I got it.
Yeah. Only in theory.
But so I understand this whole thing with Michael of him, especially coming from being incarcerated, of wanting land, wanting to feel space, especially after their interview
with
them.
That's my people. That's what we're all about.
That's what, but also too, talking about kind of how it was hard for him to reacclimate and the kind of the PTSD and wanting silence and just them talking how it was hard for him to sleep with all the noises of the city. This all makes sense to me. And I got to say, again, these, I thought they did a great fucking job of let's include the children in this and make them not feel like we're just uprooting their life.
And I'm glad we found out because that Santana had been diagnosed as
on the spectrum
ASD. Because then it makes, when we see him, it makes us not want to label him as a brat, you know, later.
No, he's and it makes sense how that happens a lot. People like with ASD, like that, you go to hug them, they don't want to be touched, you know, yeah. They, so it's, and
I liked it when, this, I felt seen when Justine went to Kylie, read another book. She's like, yeah. Tapered another book. That Tapered. Was me.
But why it gotta be about the Nazis again?
Hey, I switched it up sometimes. Sometimes it was Civil War. Sometimes the Romanovs. Sometimes the Lusitania. It was usually a disaster, though.
A disaster, yeah. That makes sense.
I was a dark child, and I turned into a dark adult.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I don't really have much more.
They are moving. The four states they're thinking about are Florida, Texas, yeah, Georgia, and Nevada. And she wants Nevada because of the art schools she wants to send the kids to. And he's like, I want Texas because lots of land. There's tons of land in Nevada too, but it's more desert.
It's more desert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the kids are voting, and we do have this last little thing that I feel like they might have just tried to make Michael say. It's like, if my children disrespect me, they're going to feel my wrath.
I feel like that was like producer led.
Yeah, it felt that way to me too.
Michael's not that guy. Like he has boundaries, but he's a very kind. Yeah, that's not Michael.
Anyway.
Not Montana Mills.
I don't mind watching any of their segments.
I don't either. They're stars, you're right.
I could do without Sean and Sarah again, I think.
Yeah, I agree. We need a break.
I could do without them. I gotta say, everybody else right now
is really good.
I'm kind of shocked. This being the fourth episode, we still have not seen Brittany and Marcelino.
No.
Yeah.
No. That's true.
It's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot all about them.
Yeah.
Y'all. Anyway. All right.
I could live without Derek and Monique too. Because yeah, I think it's just all.
Yeah, I think it's fake. Y'all, that's it. We gotta wrap this up anyway before our internet cuts out again. So, y'all, that's your Lalu episode today. Thank you for being a support. It's still good. It's still really. I'm excited to see what's going to happen next week. It looks like the puppy and Amber drama is going to happen. But
Shocking.
All right, everybody. Go to realitygaze.com. You find us on the Instagram, the TikTok. You know all the dealio. And we will what, Poodle? What will we do next?
We will lie to you later. Lock me up, throw away the